Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Alison Metcalf, VP with Tourism Ireland. Welcome to the show, Alison.
Always great to be with you, Anne.
Well, I know that you and Tourism Ireland were in full force at the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. You know, most of the top links courses, parkland courses, resort properties in Ireland and Northern Ireland seem to be represented. And tell me how the week went for you. I know 35,000 plus people in the golf industry attend. So oftentimes I would think the show is a good measuring stick of interest for travel to golf destinations around the world, and particularly Ireland.
Well, I think we had a fantastic show. As you said, there were the 35,000 members of the industry were there. Interest on the golf and Ireland stand was high. I think as we look to 2025 and beyond, I think the eyes of the golfing world will be on Ireland for a variety of reasons, obviously, because we have the Open Championship returning this summer. And as we head towards 2027, we have the Ryder Cup coming back to Ireland, which will be hosted at Aberfoyle Manor. But in terms of the show, we had, as you said, golf courses, golf tour operators, attractions, and accommodation providers, all of whom make up the package, a great golfing package. And the interest from media, from a lot of the PGA professionals and the industry as a whole in Ireland was incredibly strong. Our stand was incredibly busy. I know from talking to a lot of our partners, they've already won business, so they've got RFPs for business. And as you know, with the golf industry, people are planning not just for this year, they're planning into 26 and 27, particularly if they want to secure some of the, you know, tee time for some of the signature courses. So for us, this was our sort of kickoff for our golf promotional season for 2025. It's a big tentpole event for us. If we're not there, there's something wrong. And Ireland continues to be, I think, the largest stand, certainly within the travel section. So we were really pleased with the reaction from everybody.
Well, as you mentioned, the Open Championship returns to Royal Portrush only 6 years after the Northern Ireland Gem hosted back in 2019. So what has the buzz been like in the industry about the Open Championship returning to this top links course?
Well, I think the buzz is one of excitement. I don't think anybody expects it to return quite so soon. So I think it is testament to the success of the 2019 Open. It's one of excitement. I think it's certainly a feather in the cap to obviously Northern Ireland, Royal Portrush, and indeed the island of Ireland and the profile that the destination has in hosting major events. So we're working obviously very hard to leverage the tourism benefits from events such as the Open Championship. A lot of people do travel to attend the tournament, but beyond that, it's the legacy of events such as the Open Championship that are of interest to us, because the eyeballs of the golfing world will be on Portrush as the tournament plays out in July, and people will see the great scenery and obviously the great golf course that Royal the Dunluce course is. But they'll also get a sense of what the island of Ireland has to offer as broadcasters, you know, scan the island and showcase Ireland as a great golfing destination. So it's fantastic. And I think, as I mentioned before, it's just the start of a couple of very exciting years for Irish golf.
It certainly is. There's so much going on in Ireland. And well, I look forward to also visiting with Gary McNeil, the head golf professional at Royal Portrush, on the changes on the links course since 2019. I don't think there have been too many, but what do you know, Alison, about the area, the accommodations, other courses in the area to play, things to do If someone listening is planning to travel over for the Open Championship and then obviously experience some of the great courses in the area.
Well, yes, absolutely. So if you're going to be sort of going to the tournament in the Portrush area, other golf courses would include Port Stewart, which I think has some of the best front nine in golf anywhere. And I know they're certainly making a number of improvements to that course, particularly at the back nine. I think they're doing some bunker work there along the river. There's also Castle Rock, which again is another great links course. And they're also investing in improving, making design improvements to that course as well. And of course, Ballycastle, if you head the other way along the Causeway Coast, there's another course. And then for folks, if they want to sort of head a little bit more into the northwest, you're not very far from some of those great golf courses in Donegal. And you can take in the walled city of Derry on your way over there. For people staying in the Portrush area, there's obviously a wide variety of accommodation. Some new properties would include the Dunluce Lodge, which is opening at the end of February. There's also a new Hilton Tapestry Collection opening in Portrush, and there's a lot of other properties that have come on stream, and also investment in properties like the Limavady Hotel as well. But important also to remember that Northern Ireland is quite compact. So again, people can stay in Belfast, and it's only like an hour and 10 minutes up from Belfast. So again, you can travel up to attend the tournament, but then you can come back and enjoy the nightlife of Belfast, and indeed playing golf in that Belfast area. You could play at Royal Belfast, Beaver Park, or venture down to Ardglass, which I know is a favorite of yours, Anne, and also Royal County Down. So lots of things to do on the golfing front. And then just finally, in terms of sightseeing, if you're on the Causeway Coastal Route, which is where Royal Portrush is located, it is home to the UNESCO World Heritage Site of the Giant's Causeway, the world's oldest whiskey distillery, Bushmills Distillery, Dunluce Rope Bridge, sorry, the Dunluce Castle, Carrickaread Rope Bridge. There's lots of great things to do and see in terms of visitor attractions, as well as outdoor activities, hiking and biking. So plenty of things to do. I would just encourage people to book early to make sure that you have your accommodation and you have everything booked before you leave.
And I love Belfast. It's a really lovely, walkable city with lots to do. And as you say, it's a little bit of a drive, not too far to Royal Portrush, but you can kind of go and use that as a base and play golf at various locations west. And then if you really want to drive northwest, you have Ballyliffin, Port Salon, Northwest Golf Club, and then the Donegal area is just spectacular. And of course, our good friends at Carn, way out in the Wild West, right? So the options are just endless. I mean, that's just one of the great features of golf in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And so a lot going on. You mentioned Adare Manor hosting the Ryder Cup. Well, we have to get through the Ryder Cup this year first at Bethpage in New York. And then, boy, Adare Manor, one of my favorite places. And it's really the Augusta National of Ireland, right? It's just there's not a blade of grass out of place there, right, Allison?
Absolutely. I think it's perfection to a T. So very excited about that. And obviously that opens up for anybody traveling over for the Ryder Cup, opens up that whole Southwest, which in of itself is another incredible golfing region in terms of links courses to play, and also great attractions down in the Shannon, the Limerick, the Kerry area, whether you're playing Ballybunion, or you're playing Dukes or Waterville, or you're going to move further up up the Wild Atlantic Way. You've obviously got Lahinch and Doonbeg, an incredible scenery and many things to see. So each of, I think it sort of talks to the fact that Ireland has probably four distinct golfing regions, and it talks to the fact that when people plan a trip, that they should not try and do too much. They should either base themselves in the north and the northwest, and you can certainly got plenty of golf for a week's vacation and then move to another region if you've got more time, or base yourself in the west or the southwest, or even base yourself in the Dublin area. There's some great courses on that east coast to play Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, and you're going to have the new Curraghcleugh Links course opening up in 2026 down in the southeast. And so I think that's a sort of an important point when people are planning a trip. Just don't try and pack too much in.
Right. And you have the Irish Open returning to the K Club September 4th through the 7th. You have the Women's Irish Open at Carlton House June 30th through July 6th. Just so much happening. And then some exciting news just came out in the NFL that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing in the NFL's first regular season game in Ireland this fall. So that's going to be exciting to have Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think they're playing the Packers in Dublin in the fall of this year.
It's very exciting. They haven't announced a date yet. Oh, I don't. And as best of my knowledge, they haven't announced their opponent yet, but they will be doing that shortly in the spring. But no, it's fantastic, obviously, to have an NFL regular season game played in Dublin. We played at Croke Park, which is our largest national stadium, home to Gaelic games, and I think the attendance for that game would be around 76,000. So it's a big deal, and once again, I think it just is talks to the ability of Ireland to host significant sporting events on this scale. And we'll obviously be looking to leverage the tourism potential if people are planning to travel over for the game, to spend a little extra time, whether it's in Dublin or getting out of Dublin to into the regions to sightsee or to play golf or to do other things. So no, it's fantastic news, and we just look forward to hearing what the exact date is and also who the opponent will be.
And the Rooneys, obviously the owners of the Steelers, with really incredible ties to Ireland. The late Steelers chairman, Daniel Rooney, Art Rooney's father, served as U.S. ambassador to Ireland and was a co-founder of the Ireland Funds charity. So, how exciting for the Rooney family and for Steelers fans to be able to. I know somebody in Augusta who I stay with every year at the Masters. Austin Rhodes, who's a diehard Steelers fan, he's already asking me about Ireland and booking his trip over. So you're going to get a whole new wave of tourists over there from the football world who are going to fall in love with Ireland. So it's very exciting news, Allison.
Well, it's fantastic, and as you said, just the with the Rooney family, just the strong Irish connections. I think it was obviously sounds like it was really meant to be in that regard, and I think it just also talks to the power of these sporting events for some people. We have the college football game, the Aer Lingus College Football Classic that has been taking place every August for the last number of years, and Kansas and Iowa State will be playing this year at the end of August, but for some people, if it wasn't for the game, it wasn't for Ryder Cup, it wasn't for the NFL game, they may not have Ireland on their consideration set, it may not be on their radar as a vacation destination. So that's what's really exciting from our perspective. You have a game, you have an event, people mobilize around those dates, and then they plan a trip and they bring their friends. So that's very powerful for us in terms of growing business from the US, where we've seen incredible growth in recent years. And a lot of that has been driven by the incredible air access as we head into 2025. I say this every year, but Ireland has never been easier to get to, with 22 direct flights from 22 gateways to Dublin and Shannon.
Sure. And Belfast, right? There's so many ways to get to Ireland. And one of my favorite things about Ireland is driving too. So as long as you can get used to driving on the left-hand side of the road and with a stick shift or automatic steering, kind of opposite what we know here in the States, it's just an adventure. And the scenery is just so beautiful. Hey, congratulations to Ireland's own Rory McIlroy winning for the first time at the AT&T Pebble Beach PGA Tour stop. And wow, what a week that was for the Irish, because Shane Lowry came in second, right? Two shots behind, and they both had holes in ones. That it was so
I
exciting
know,
to watch.
fantastic. Two holes in one, and then obviously a really fantastic result. So maybe this is going to be his lucky year, and I don't know. I mean, obviously everybody talks about the Masters as the one that he's still looking to conquer. But no, a really listen, a really great start, and a really fantastic for Rory, and of course fantastic, I think, just for Irish golf, because they are such incredible ambassadors when they're out on tour, very proud of where they come from and where they honed their skills. And yeah, no, just looking forward to seeing both of them contend at the Open Championship again, obviously at Portrush, and Shane obviously won there in 2019. So it'd be great to have another Irish winner.
Such great storylines when it comes to Irish golf, both the players and the golf courses. And another real hot item in the news is 22-year-old Tom McGibbon of Hollywood, right? He went to live very young age, and what a talent, decided to test his skills in live. And I think his team won right off the bat. So, what are your thoughts about Tom McGibbon heading to LIV?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I can't really comment on his decision to go to LIV, but certainly it's just fantastic to have another homegrown golfer from Hollywood, as you mentioned, just to have so much more young Irish golfing talent out playing on the circuit, which and no, I mean they're all great ambassadors for the game, both the guys, but also we've it's great to see the women coming through as well, obviously with Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow and other collegiate golfers coming through from Ireland. I think there's a good bit of momentum there. And I think Ireland as a destination for for female golfers and for couples that want to play golf when they're traveling has become a lot more attractive because of the variety of courses we've got. But there's just so many great places to stay, and whether it's the castle hotels, the manor houses, there's great spas, health and wellness opportunities. I think the offering that we have in Ireland versus 10 or 15 years ago is way more appealing now to women as well. So really important for us to kind of get that message out there as we try and broaden the appeal of Irish golf beyond just the buddies trips. They will always be there, but to broaden that appeal so we can continue to deliver growth for golf tourism.
Oh, absolutely. More and more women ask me where they should go to play golf. They want to go on, women-only golf trips, and they love Ireland. They love everything that Ireland has to offer, even beyond the golf, all the cultural items and the food, the hospitality. And so not only for women, but couples as well, Allison. Couples are traveling a lot. Women, more and more women are playing golf and playing with their husbands and planning. They're the ones that really plan these trips, right?
They
So
are, and we know
it's a great golf destination for women golfers and for couples as well.
that's right. And when we go along on these trips, the women, it's important where we stay, it becomes more important as well. So I think, and where we eat and all of those things. So that's where there's a terrific array of great places to stay. And as you say, other things to do off the golf course, the food tours, there's music tours, there's all sorts of cultural escapades that can be enjoyed. So yes, we're seeing good growth in that area, and I think just the word of mouth as more women travel either on solo trips together or with their partners, word is getting out, and it's just as great to see.
I know there's some interesting renovations going on with former Ryder Cup captain, commentator Paul McGinley. He's renovating Donegal Golf Club, which was originally designed by Eddie Hackett. Talk about a superstar in golf course design, and then remodeled by Pat Ruddy in the early 90s. But Paul McGinley apparently vacations in Donegal. His family's originally from Donegal. It's great to see him getting back into golf course architecture. He loves golf course design.
He does, and he spoke about that obviously at the PGA show at a Tourism Ireland event, and his parents, I believe, are from Donegal, and he's passionate about Donegal and the Northwest and the just the quality of golf that's available. And as we try and get people to get off the beaten track a little bit more, and also for golfers that want to come back, like perhaps have golfed once or twice already in Ireland, looking for new courses to play, some of those courses in the Northwest are fantastic. And you mentioned he's working on Donegal Golf Club. I think he's also doing some work at Port Salon and Dunfanaghy. But there's just a huge array of opportunities there. So, and I think the folks that perhaps might have always golfed in the Southwest, once they experience the links up in the Northwest, whether it's, Cairn, as you mentioned, Belmullet, or whether it's Enniscrone or Ballyliffin or Rosapenna, I think they realize just how incredible the golf is, and also just the ruggedness of the scenery up there. It really is beautiful. It's very unspoilt, and really authentic.
And on the other side of Ireland, closer to Dublin in Wexford, I believe, they're working on a new links course, Curricloe, right? Curricloe Links.
That's right. Yeah. So they broke ground on that last year, and it's due to open sometime in 2026. And I think what's interesting there is, I mean, it's actually for movie buffs out there, it's actually located right by the side of Curraghcloak Beach, which was adjacent to the Ravenport Resort in Ireland. But that beach was where Saving Private Ryan was filmed. So for anybody who's a movie buff, that's an interesting sort of sidebar. But what that will mean is it will sort of create a new loop for golfers in the southeast. They'll be able to play obviously they'll be able to play the European Club. They'll be able to play some of the courses in Dublin and then head down to Curraghcloak. And I think that will give them, another opportunity to explore some new territory, because new links courses are a rare breed nowadays. There's not much much links land left, and I think the sites that are available are few and far between at this point.
Right, I read where it could be the last links course built on the Emerald Isle because the permitting takes years. And as you say, I just love the statistic that Ireland has one third of the world's links courses. And just when you think you've seen the most gorgeous links course, you drive 10 minutes down the road and there's just another incredible links course. So there's so many options, just such an abundance of beautiful courses, not only links courses, but parkland courses as well. And so the options for golf in Ireland, Allison, are endless. Before I let you go, just give us some advice on what golfers should be thinking about when they plan a trip to Ireland, because there's just so much to do. How would you strategize a trip?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would not try and do the whole island, depending on how much time you've got. So typically, if you've got a week, I would look at focusing on one or two regions. So you might want to, you might want to start in Dublin and then head maybe to the northwest, and you can base yourself up in the northwest, whether it's at Portrush or whether it's in Ballyliffin, and play some of the links courses along there. Whilst at the same time, if you're in Dublin, you can play Portmarnock, you can play Royal Dublin, or you could head up as you head north to play Royal County Down or Ardglass, or base yourself in Killarney and look at what you might do in the southwest. So think about how much time you've got. Don't try and do too much, but you don't want to spend all your time driving. You want time to enjoy the golf and also time off the golf course. I highly recommend working with a specialized golf tour operator. They really can put everything together for you, take the pain out of pulling all the logistics together. They can obviously secure the tee times for you, and they offer that sort of one-stop service. And as with most golf trips, they are sort of generally customized, so they will basically put together whatever you want in terms of the golf course and the balance between golfing and perhaps non-golfing, or the size of your group, and they'll organize transportation and everything. So I would highly recommend that. But for planning purposes, just to get your thoughts and ideas together, I would suggest going to ireland.com/golf. We've got lots of great information there. We don't sell anything on that site. It just gives you tips. But then work with an operator and also book sufficiently far in advance, particularly if you're looking for tee times on the signature courses like Portrush, County Down, the Ballybunions, Old Head courses of this world. Book as far in advance as possible as you can.
Thank you so much, Allison Metcalf. Always a pleasure to visit with you and to talk about my favorite golf destination, Ireland.
Thanks, Anne.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.